This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Authorities are still trying to learn what drove a 15-year-old girl to open fire at a school in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday, killing two people and wounding six others before killing herself. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said they're looking into the shooter's online activity, but they still don't have her motives.
Identifying a motive is our top priority. But at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
Bullying is also being looked into.
We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors that I mentioned earlier.
Barnes also said no one was specifically targeted.
Everyone was targeted in this incident, and everyone was put in equal danger.
News conference audio is courtesy of WKOW. The girl also wounded six others in the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, including two students who were in critical condition. I'm Haya Penjwani.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare, has now been charged in New York with murder as an act of terrorism. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
Luigi Mangione, the defendant, is charged with one count of murder in the first degree and two counts of murder in the second degree, including one count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism.
Luigi Mangione is being held without bail in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested at a McDonald's earlier this month. Russia says the suspect in the killing of a top general in Moscow is an Uzbek citizen recruited by Ukraine. It says it has detained him. The military general was killed Tuesday by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building in Moscow. This is AP News. There's a new study focusing on some buildings in Florida that could be sinking.
Almost three dozen high-rise condos and luxury hotels along the beach in South Florida are sinking or settling in unexpected ways, in some cases because of nearby construction. That's according to a new study by scientists at the University of Miami. It's not uncommon for buildings to sink a little during and soon after construction. But some of the changes took place several years after construction. Limestone under the beaches is interspersed with layers of sand, which can shift under the weight of high-rises and as a result of vibrations from foundation construction. A separate study earlier this year showed buildings in major cities along the Atlantic coast were also sinking, and by more than the rate of seawater rise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.